Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Lord, we praise you. 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 I was thinking the other day about the joy that came my way. Had me down and the things that had me down. I thought about all the time when I was around in the days. Died to stand before you with nothing but praise. Oh, Lord, we praise you. 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 I was thinking the other day about the joy that came my way. Took away my frown and the things that had me bound. I thought about all the time when I was walking around in the days. And I had to stand before you with nothing but praise. Oh, Lord, we praise you. 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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Good evening and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking to have a great time in the Lord. So go ahead, grab your Bible, your pen, your papers, and feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord with us. And we're going to ask if our own Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would lead us in our opening prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to the name of Jesus, thanking you for this day, Lord. Thank you for another opportunity, Lord, to come before you in prayer, my God. We ask you to look down on us with compassion, Father. Have mercy upon our souls and forgive our sins. Blot out transgressions, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, we ask you to move tonight in this service, God. Send your words, send your anointing, God. Touch, heal, and deliver, God. Oh, my God, loose the bonds and set the captive free, Lord. Heal the sick, Lord, and deliver the bound, God. In the name of Jesus, anointing tonight, my God. Get in the songs, Lord. Get in the word, my God. In the name of Jesus, speak tonight, Lord. I know that you're able, my God. Touch my body tonight, God. I know you're able, God. Have mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, move from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, my God. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, God. Look on those out in radio lands that are listening tonight, my God. Somebody that's troubled in mind, Lord. Oh, my Father, somebody that's sick in their body, God. Pain in their body, Lord. Oh, my Father, touch right now. Heal, Lord. Let your word go out. Let it have free course, my God. Let it prick hearts unto repentance, my God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, have your way. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the precious Holy Ghost, amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming to Evangelist Cynthia. And at this time, we are going to have our opening scripture. And I will be reading the 98th number of Psalms. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness has he openly shewed in the sight of the heathen. He has remembered his mercy and his truth towards the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the heart. Sing unto the Lord with the heart. With the heart and the the voice of a song, with trumpets and the sound of cornets, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the flood clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of the 98th number of Psalms.
Yes, Lord, thank God for that beautiful psalm coming through Sister Cheryl, and the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia as well. And thank you again so much for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mayville Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title one school, and one is O-N-E. And if you'd like to visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission on Sunday afternoons at 12 o'clock p.m., services are held at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And you can stop on in on Wednesday evening, at 6 o'clock p.m. for prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to pray for Angelina Tolada, Austin, Grace, Harriet, Nair and the Breeze McNair family, Sister Maria McBride, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Sheree Tremon, Jonathan West, Larry Denson, Montrell Miller, Kenny Jackson, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time, and I do want to just sing a portion of this song. I must go on and endure the good times and the bad, for I'm working with this one goal in my mind. I must go on and pursue his will, not mine. For that's the only thing that can make my heart glad. Even though things don't always go my way, but I'm determined in my heart to always say, I must go on, in spite of the cost, for nothing would be of greater loss than not to be able to see him someday face to face. Oh, I must go on. I want to see him someday. So well down here, it's in his will to obey. Oh, I must go on, no matter what
No matter what people may say, I want to be able to see Jesus face to face. Oh, I must go on. I must go on. So while down here, it's in his will to obey, I want to be able to see Jesus face to face. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. I'm not sure if she was able to get on. Amen. But if not, I believe at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond, that she may break the bread of life to us. So get ready. Prepare yourselves. Prepare your hearts. Prepare your mind to hear the word of the Lord. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another chance to project the word of God. We pray that you will stretch out your mighty hand, touch while we are waiting. We pray that you pour out of your spirits and your anointing. Let a soul be blessed. Let some soul say, what must I do to be saved? Heal them that are sick and deliver them that are bound. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the broadcast thus far. And we want to thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. At this time, let us go directly to the Word of God. We're going to go to the book of 1 Corinthians, 2 Timothy, chapter 1 and verse 13. We have other scriptures, but we're going to hold off for a while. Praise the Lord. And also, 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, and verse 24. Praise the Lord. We're going to begin with 2 Timothy 1 and 13. And it reads, hold fast the form of sound words. Thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Timothy was a young pastor, and Paul instructed him, and he began to say, hold fast the form of sound words, not these words of fables and jokes, but firm words, words that mean something, the word of God, because God's word is going to stand when everything else go down. Glory to God. The Bible says the grass withers and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God forever is going to stand, the word of God. My title tonight is Hold On, and my theme, the race is almost over. Glory to God. In these trying times, the people of God are suffering. They're going through tremendous trials. Glory to God, things are happening. Satan is warring against the people of God. He's come down from heaven. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know that he was cast out of heaven because he began to lift himself up above the stars of heaven. And God got tired of him. And he just cast him down. And he has come down to the earth. And he is the prince of the air. And he's wreaking havoc everywhere, causing all kinds of trouble, causing people to leave the Lord, causing people to give up this life. But glory to God, we got to hold fast to sound words. Words that mean something, words that will help us to go child. Glory to God. And we hold fast to those sound words. Glory to God. In the end, we can make this journey, but we got to hold on. We got to get a grip on our salvation. And when a person truly is holding on, he's maintaining a condition or a position. He's holding on to that position, and he maintains it, and he gets the word of God in order to make it into the kingdom of God. So I believe the word of God began to explain in the book of 1 Corinthians, the first chapter in the 9th verse, said, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize." So he's saying, so run that ye may obtain. Glory to God. Tests and trials are here to stay, but we got to run this race, because in running this race, glory to God, there are many obstacles in our way. Satan has set up pitfalls and downfalls for the people of God, but we maintain our condition and our position in Christ. We grasp to the word of God. We hang on to it because we know that God's word is powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing between the marrow and the bone. Hallelujah. We have to maintain what God has done for us, the word of God that God put in us. We learn to hold on to it and keep the word of God in our hearts. The psalmist said he hides the word of God in us that he might not sin against God. And if we hold on to God's word, it will do the same for us. But we got to maintain that condition that God has given us, that salvation God has given to us. We got to hold on to it no matter what test or what trial come our way. Hallelujah. The race is almost over. And that's why Satan is working all kinds of wonders and wreaking all kinds of havoc to destroy your faith, to cause you to give up and throw in the towel. But we, being the people of God and knowing the word of God, we hold fast to sound words. We hold fast to the tradition which we've been taught, glory to God, through the word of God and through the late apostle. We're holding to the information that was taught to us. We're holding to the beliefs that we had. We're holding to the customs of the word of God. Hallelujah. From generation to generation, we continue to hold on, and we continue to holiness, because holiness is right. The word of God said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." And because it is written, "Be ye holy, for I am holy," that's why we hold fast to sound words. We hold fast to what the Lord has taught us. We hold fast to our salvation. We are running in the race, and we are running to win this race. The race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Sometimes people feel because they can run fast, oh, they're getting somewhere. But this race that we are running is a race of endurance. It's going to take some endurance to make it in. The Bible said because iniquity shall abound. The love of many shall wax cold, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. It's a race of endurance. We have to put up with things down here. We put up with being lied on. We put up with being tried. We put up with the rudiments of this world. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. There's victory in the word of God. There's victory in Jesus Christ. That's why we hold fast sound words. You have people who have turned to fables. They once were believing God and taking God at his word, but now they have changed up. They don't want to believe God anymore. They're not holding on to the word of God. They're not maintaining their salvation, but they have turned to the rudiments of the world. They have given up this truly faithful word of God. They have let it go, and all kinds of trouble has come in their life. Some that was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and now they don't believe that Jesus has come. Hallelujah. But the devil, he's raging on every hand. That's why we as the people of God, we continue to hold fast to the word of God. We continue to read God's word. We continue to live by God's word. We continue to preach the word of God. The word of God said, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's why we proclaim this gospel to the people of the world, that somebody might change their way of living, that somebody might give their life to Christ. Glory, hallelujah. We have to continue to hold fast to the sound words. Glory to God. So Timothy, he said, hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. The love of many is waxing cold. Hallelujah. They don't have that love like they used to. They're not holding on to it. But Timothy was being instructed to hold it fast in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. And then Titus 1:9 began to say, holding fast the faithful word. God's word is faithful, as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers, those that don't want to believe, those that seem like they won't be one, but take that word and hold fast to it. Hallelujah. We've been taught the faithful word of God, and if we hold fast to it by sound doctrine, we can exhort and convince the gainsayers, the unbelieving, those that don't want to believe. If we hold fast, then we can convince the unsaved. The Bible says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Don't doubt God, but hold fast to your profession. We have professed a good faith. Hallelujah. We have professed a good profession before the Lord. Now let us hold fast. Glory to God. He is faithful, that promise. Don't waver. Don't doubt. The Bible says he that doubted is as a wave of the sea, which goeth in in, cometh out. Glory to God. That's how some people are. They believe, and then they doubt. They doubt, and then they believe. They're just like the wave of the sea. Glory to God. But I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be a doubtful person. I thought about doubting Thomas. He didn't believe because he wasn't there when Jesus began to appear before the disciples. He wasn't there. And so when he heard that Jesus was there, glory to God, he didn't believe it. He said, unless he can thrust his hand into his side, glory to God, unless he could sing, then he would believe. But the Bible said, blessed are them that believe and have not seen. Glory to God. We believe God when we came to Christ. We didn't see the victory. We didn't see the deliverance. But we believe God in faith, believing that God was going to save us. We didn't see it, but we believed it in faith. And the Lord came and delivered our souls. He came and made us whole. He made a new creation out of us through the word of God. You have to take faith, even though you're being tested, and hold fast to the sound word. Hold on. Continue in the race. Keep on running the race, because the prize is given to the one that wins. Hallelujah. The gold is given to that one that comes in at the finishing line. We are running in this race, and we are running not to beat the air, but we are running to win this race. Hallelujah. We got to endure temptation when we are tired. Glory to God. If we can endure until the end, the Lord will make everything all right. We are running in this race because we want to be saved in the end. That's why we hold on, regardless when the tests and the trials come, when Satan rides up against us, when he speaks all kinds of evil against us. We hold on anyway because we believe God's word, and we know that God is a God of his word. He said, behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison that you may be tried. Ye shall have tribulation 10 days, but be thou faithful unto death. Hallelujah. If you die, then in the Lord, heaven will be your home. But if you give up because you're being tried, your soul could end up being lost. That's why we got to keep on fighting, keep on holding on, keep on driving and going forward. Don't let Satan, don't let the devil, don't let your children, don't let the boss, don't let the liar turn you around. But hold fast to sound words. People have so many fables, glory to God, so many jokes and tales, but it's not of God. Glory to God. We have to continue in the word of God. Fight to the end. Don't let nobody turn you around. Don't let the devil change your mind. Don't let him entice you to go another way, because God's way is the only way. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is a ways of death. If you go in the way that Satan is driving you, you're going hold on regardless of what comes. The winds might blow. The storms is going to come. But hold on anyway. Don't let go. Don't give up. Hold on. Hold on. When trouble comes, hold on. When the fire rises up against you, hold on. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Drive and go forward. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life. God's got a crown of righteousness awaiting for all those who love the Lord, those who love his appearing. He's got a crown and is waiting for you. Just hold fast. Hold on. Hold on. Don't let go. God will take you through. I don't care what the situation is. Let Jesus work it out for you. Glory to God. The Bible tells us to hold fast the profession of our faith. We profess that the Lord saved us. We profess that he converted us, sanctified us, and filled us with the Holy Ghost. Hold fast to it. Don't let no devil take your profession. It belongs to you. It's yours. Glory to God. Fight the devil back. Not with your fist, not with your mouth, but take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The Bible says that we have to put on the whole armor of God, and that's how we fight the devil, with the shield of faith, and have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and the sword of the Spirit, and the helmet of salvation. And this is how we fight the devil back. We thank God for his word on tonight, and we pray that some soul is encouraged during these very trying times and this very disencouraging times. Glory to God, but continue to look to the Lord. We hope that you will receive this word of God and receive strength for your very soul. Let us pray that God will give strength to his people, that God will help his people to stand, that God will help his people to maintain that salvation that God has given unto them. Help us, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, O Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for how you blessed us. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you for this great salvation. Oh, my God, help us to hold on. Help us, O Lord, to maintain that uprightness through the word of God. Help us, O Lord, to hold fast to the tradition which we have been taught. Help us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to overcome every situation in our lives. Help us, O Lord, to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on salvation. Help us, O Lord. Help us, Jesus, when we are tried. Help us to stand. Help us to be faithful unto death. Help us, Jesus, to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Help us not to take down. Help us not to give up, but help us to try and go forward in you. Help us to look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, the beginning and the end. You said you were Alpha and Omega. We believe you today. We take you at your word. Help us to hold on. Help us tonight, Lord. Jesus, we're striving to enter in at the straight gate. We know that narrow is the way, and many there be that go therein, but Lord, help us, oh Lord, to stay on the straight path. Help us, oh Lord, to endure temptation. Help us, Lord. We want to stand. We want to make this journey. Fix it for us. You know, Lord, fix that situation. Give us the victory. Glory to God. Help us to trust in you and take you at your word. Increase our faith. Where there's doubt, increase our faith. Help us, Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. Cast out the doubt. Help us to stand firm on your word. Help us not to give up, but help us to go through in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that you look on the souls of men. Look on your people everywhere. All of your people that are being tested and tried. Help your people to stand. Help them to go through. Help them to run the race. Help them to win the race in the name of Jesus. Help them to endure. Help them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Take us through, O Lord. Look on those souls, O Lord, that are designed to be saved, that want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Touch them, O Lord. Give them faith. Give them strength. Encourage their souls. Help them to seek your faith and call on your name. Help them to draw nigh unto you. Help them to cry out unto you. Help them to call on you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on those who are weak and sick. Oh, my God, have mercy. Have mercy on the soul. Touch them tonight while we're praying. Move, Lord. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Say to the uttermost, heal and deliver. We know thou art a healer. We know you've got the power. Deliver, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on those who are dealing with the COVID. Have mercy, Lord. Heal their bodies. Look on the baby. Touch right now. Heal, Lord. Make her better. Save. Deliver, Lord. Have mercy, oh Lord. Help them. Help the parents to give their life to you. Help them to seek your faith. Help them to turn from their way and give their life to you. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Look on that spirit, oh Lord, that speak to accuse in the name of Jesus. Bind that lying spirit. Cast it out, Jesus. Bind the works of the devil. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is against you. The blood is against you. In the name of Jesus, you lying spirit, we denounce your work. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, oh Lord. Oh, my God, on your servant, touch and bless. Strengthen and encourage. Make a way out of the way. Open up a door. In the name of Jesus, fix the situation. Fix it, oh Lord. We know you're able. We're depending on you. We're looking to you. We're trusting in you. Work it out, oh Lord. Give us the victory. Victory.
Thank
you, in the name of Jesus, help today, Lord. Deliver, Lord. Bind the evil works of the devil. In the name of Jesus, Satan come to destroy, to kill, steal, and destroy. But you said, I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. We believe your word today. We take you at your word, and we rebuke the works of the devil in the name of Jesus. The blood is against you in the name of Jesus. Bind every lying tongue in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus. for your people everywhere, all those who are being tried, all those who are going through affliction, all those who are being tempted. Lord, give them strength. Help them to stand. Help them to go through. Help them to make this journey. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, dear. Come to our rescue. Hear our prayer, oh, Lord. Right now, while we're praying, while we're waiting, we need you to move. Move, Lord. Move by your spirit. Jesus, we're waiting on you. We can't do nothing without you, but we're waiting. We're waiting, Lord. In the name of Jesus, come to our rescue. Help us, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Bless in a special way. Bless, Lord. Take control, oh Lord. Put the words in our mouth, oh Lord. You speak for us, oh Lord. You said when they bring us before magistrates. Oh my God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh my God. You told us we don't have to try to meditate on what we're going to say. But the Lord, the Holy Ghost, will speak for us. In the name of Jesus, have your way, O Lord. Confound us and his works, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we're waiting, O Lord. We're waiting on you. We can't do nothing until you come. We need you to move, Lord. Speak to us, oh Lord. Speak to your people. Help right now, Lord. Help, Jesus. We're down here, Lord, praying. And we're waiting on you. Jesus, have your way. Jesus. Jesus. We're calling on you. You said we can call unto you, and you will answer, and you will show us great and mighty things. We believe your word. We thank you, Lord. We thank you in favor. Thank you for the victory. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, oh Lord, for your evangelism. We
Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you for Sister Cheryl. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you for the help. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you for what you're doing, oh Lord. Continue to have your way and let your will be your way, Lord. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At this time, this part of the broadcast will be turned into the hands of Evangelist Cynthia.
Praise God. We thank God for the word of God that came to lay on tonight. And at this time, I'm going to have remarks from my other evangelists.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word coming to evangelists. Maybell, thank God for that prayer as well. And she said, hold on. The race is almost over. And we can't afford to let go now. There's too much at stake. She said, and running this race, she said, there are tests and trials we have to endure, but we have to maintain what God has given us. Get a real good grip. You know, we aren't just running this race just to beat the air. We're literally running for our lives. And some people, you know, they believe that when they die, that's it. Some people, like she said, they turned to fables. They used to preach the word. They used to, you know, claim sanctification and the reception of the Holy Ghost. But now they're living how they want to live. But we, the believers, we're living this life just to live again. And that's why we keep holding on. This was a very beautiful message, very encouraging, inspiring message. And I truly believe that we have the victory. I give God the glory, advantage. Maybe I'll keep on preaching the word of God. Very, very inspiring.
Time to broadcast is back into the hands of his editor tonight.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word of God, for prayer. I know prayer changes things. And I know that God will give his people the victory. I thank God. I believe him, and I take him at his word. So we thank God for this broadcast, and thank God for Evangelist Khadija, Evangelist Cynthia, Sister Cheryl, and Evangelist Hameen. We are praying for her. We thank the Lord that the Lord has brought us this far and kept us and is keeping us. It's not us that's keeping ourselves, but it's the Lord that's keeping us. So we thank God for all things, and at this time, this brings the broadcast to a close. If that's all, okay, at this time, we're going to close this part of the service, and we look forward to being back here again on Sunday night, Lord willing, at 7 p.m. God bless you and good night.